welcome today's contestants. A serial entrepreneur from Boca Raton, Florida, Sean Gold. A program associate from Washington, D.C., Rachel Klein. And our returning champion, a homemaker and community volunteer from Austin, Texas, Lisa Warnmagro, whose one day winnings total $14,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Our new champion, Lisa, was strong in a lot of different categories yesterday, but she was strongest in word categories, vocabulary stuff. And at the end of the program, I said, well, when tomorrow comes around, I don't know what the categories will be, so let's start finding out. Rachel and Sean, welcome aboard. Here we go. Do we have any word categories? 1995. Well, not there. Business and industry. TV homes and addresses. Beasts. Each correct response will begin with the letter B. Give us the imperative verb. And finally, utterly milk or not. Lisa.
Beasts for 200, please.
This sociable forest antelope shares its name with paired Afro-Cuban drums. Lisa.
What is a bongo?
Yeah.
Beasts for 400.
Here, kitty, kitty. You aren't a mountain lion. You're this wildcat named for its short tail. Rachel.
What is a bobcat?
Good.
Beasts for 6.
No time to crash. Some of these mouse-like marsupials of Australia have a gestation period of a mere 12 days. Lisa.
What is a bandicoot?
That's it.
Beasts for 800.
The European type of this grazing mammal is also called a wisent. You know it better as a bison. Back to you, Lisa.
Beasts for 1,000.
You little weasel. The American species of this member of the weasel family is a carnivore and a good digger. Lisa.
What's a wolverine?
No. Rachel.
What is a badger?
Badger. Remember, it's a bee. Bee. Rachel, back to you.
Imperative 2.
Bring back the stick, Fido. Rachel.
Fetch. What is fetch?
Yep.
Imperative 4.
To deposit it, sign your name on the back of the check. What is endorse? Endorse the check. Rachel.
Imperative 6.
Get down in the dirt to reach home plate without being tagged. Rachel.
What is slide?
Slide, yes.
Imperative 8.
Do this 6-letter imperative with your debit card at the ATM to begin your electronic transaction. Lisa.
What is insert?
That's it.
Imperative 4,000.
As it says on the 1941 Uncle Sam I Want You poster, do this now. Rachel.
What is enlist?
Correct.
Utterly milk 200.
Almond Breeze, an almond milk, provides 45% of the recommended daily allowance of this bone-building element. Rachel.
What is calcium?
Yes.
Milk 400.
Rice milk is right for those who are lactose intolerant or who follow this 5-letter diet that avoids animal products. Lisa.
What is vegan?
Good.
Utterly milk, 600.
Part of the deal with organic milk is that cows are not given RBST, a type of these. Sean.
What is a hormone?
That's it, growth hormone.
1995, 1000.
In March 1995, Russian troops captured this Chechenian capital. Sean.
What is Grozny?
Good.
1995, 800.
At a peace rally in Tel Aviv, an assassin took the life of this Israeli prime minister. Sean.
Who is Rabin?
Yitzhak Rabin, that's right. And that takes you to 2,400. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Sean Gold is an entrepreneur from Florida. You've wanted to be on Jeopardy since you were in middle school.
That's correct, long? Alex.
Why?
I've always wanted to be smart enough to be on here. And the fact that I'm here right now shows that someone made a clerical error up top. Yeah!
Okay. Rachel Klein is a program associate from Washington, D.C. You like puns.
I do.
Your friends don't like puns as much as you do. Do you torment them with them?
Hopefully, yes, if they're good.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Good to know. Lisa Warnegro from Austin, Texas. When you were in college, you helped bring a presidential candidate to speak at your campus.
That's
Which
right.
candidate was it?
I can't say.
Well, this was many years
but
ago.
But it's not someone who won. I can tell you that.
Adlai Stevenson?
Not that long ago.
No. I'm a lot older than you are. All right, let's get back into this. Sean, you have command of the board at the moment, so go ahead, young man.
1995, 600.
This gathering with a numerical and alliterative name drew hundreds of thousands of black men to Washington, D.C. Sean.
What is the Million Man March?
You got it.
1995, 400.
In 1995, he broke Lou Gehrig's record for the most consecutive games played by a major league ball player. Sean again.
Who is Cal Ripken Jr.?
Yeah.
1995, 200.
Flying 5,430 miles between Korea and Canada, Steve Fawcett made the first trans-Pacific solo flight in one of these. Sean.
What is a balloon?
Balloon, right.
Business and Industry, 1,000.
At the end of the 19th century, this man started selling his in-a-door beds. Lisa.
Who's Murphy?
William Murphy, yeah.
Business and Industry, 200.
Special sauce wasn't enough. In 2019, the European Union revoked McDonald's trademark on this sandwich's name. Rachel.
What is a Big Mac?
Yes.
Business 400.
The first initial in the name of this clothing retailer is short for hers in Swedish. Rachel.
What is H&M?
Good.
Business 6.
The name of this single-use coffee brand is derived from the Dutch word for excellence. Lisa.
What is Keurig?
Keurig, yes.
Business 800.
Originally a syringe and scalpel company, this brand changed focus when one of its knives was used in a pinch to fix a print ad. Lisa.
What is Exacto?
Good.
Okay, Utterly Milk 800.
To make oat milk, use steel-cut oats or hold these, two letters longer than oats. Lisa.
What is a groat?
Groat.
Okay,
yes.
Utterly Milk 1000.
60% of milk's water is removed and sugar is added before canning to get this double adjective shelf stable milk. Rachel.
What is ultra pasteurized?
No. Lisa.
What is sweetened condensed milk?
That's it.
Okay, TV Homes 200.
In the third season of this Netflix series, the wrestlers take up residence at the Fantan Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And that would be GLOW. Lisa.
TV Homes 400.
This TV family, headed by Herman, lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Sean.
What is the Monsters?
Yep.
600.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, Will Smith moved in with his aunt and uncle to a home on St. Cloud Road in a town called this. Sean.
What is Bel Air?
Good.
800.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
What is 400? Oh, sorry. 400. 400.
400 is the bet you're making.
Yes.
A lot of this sitcom took place in apartment 5A at 129 West 81st Street in Manhattan. The neighbor from 5B was a regular.
What is Seinfeld?
Seinfeld, yes. And now, the last clue. The homes of the desperate housewives were on a cul-de-sac with this flowery name. Lisa.
What is Wisteria?
That's it. And that takes you to 6,200. You're in the lead. Rachel, you're going first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
Being a contestant on Jeopardy is a one-of-a-kind experience. It helped Leonard pay for college. It found love for Mike and Marianne. And it gave Dhruv a moment with Alex that he'll never forget.
What is, we love you out. That's very kind. Thank you.
It's time to start your Jeopardy story. Register for the test today.
Rachel, we have a good selection of categories for you in Double Jeopardy. I hope you agree. The first one is quoting poets, then another year, another dollar. We'll deal with river islands, a sparkling category, film composers, and finally, Jeopardy in 2D. Each correct response will contain the letter D twice, but not necessarily next to each other. Start.
Sparkling for four.
Prosecco is a popular one of these two-word potent potables. Sean.
What is a wine cooler?
No. Rachel.
What is a sparkling wine?
That's it.
Sparkling eight.
Tara Strong gives voice to Twilight Sparkle in this animated series. Lisa?
What is Rainbow Bright?
No. What is My Little Pony? Rachel.
Sparkling 12.
Sparkling iron pyrite sometimes gives miners delusions of impending wealth and is derisively called this. Rachel.
What is Fool's Gold?
Correct.
Sparkling 16.
In the comics, Sparkle Plenty was the daughter-in-law of this thick-jawed Chester Gould P.I. Lisa.
Who is Dick Tracy?
He's the one.
Sparkling category 2000.
In the United States, sparklers are big on July 4th. In the UK, they come out for the November day and night named for this conspirator. Rachel.
Who is Fox?
Guy Fox, yes.
2D 400.
This synonym for expanded is often used of a widened pupil. Rachel?
What is dilated?
That's it.
2D 800.
When describing two people who are simpatico, it precedes spirits. Lisa?
What is kindred?
That's it.
Jeopardy 1200.
A solid shaft lock engaged by turning a knob or key. Lisa?
What is a deadbolt?
Good.
Okay, Jeopardy 1600.
Perseus rescues this mythological beauty from becoming sea monster food and then marries her. Sean.
Who is Andromeda?
Right.
Quoting poets, 800.
In Song of Myself, this poet sounds his barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world. Lisa.
Who is Whitman?
Walt Whitman, yes.
Okay, poets, 400.
Emma Lazarus wrote, "Give me your tired, your these." Lisa.
What are poor?
Good.
Okay, poets, 1200.
In this poem, Allen Ginsberg tells Carl Solomon, "I'm with you in Rockland," 19 times. Sean.
What is how?
Yes.
Quoting poets, 1600.
This Dylan Thomas title is rhymed with, "The wise men at their end know dark is right." Sean.
What is do not go gently into the good night?
No. Lisa.
What is do not go gently into that good night?
No. You changed one word. It's not gently, but gentle.
Gentle.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Sean, back to you.
Quoting poets 2000.
These three words precede "the center cannot hold" in Yeats's The Second Coming. And those three words are "things fall apart." Sean, back to you.
River Islands 1200.
Chongming Island at the mouth of this river is part of Shanghai Municipality. Lisa.
What is the Yellow River?
No. Sean.
What is the Yangtze?
Yes.
River Island 1600.
Answer there. Daily double. And you can break a tie with Rachel and overcome Lisa's $400 lead very easily.
1500.
Okay, here's the clue. This island of more than 1.5 million people is near the confluence of the Ottawa River and the St. Lawrence River. John?
What is nothing? I got nothing.
What is Montreal Island? Montreal. Go again.
River Islands 2000.
Tiny Vukovar Island in the Danube River is claimed by both of these former members of Yugoslavia. Rachel.
What are Serbia and Montenegro?
No. Sean.
What are Serbia and Albania?
No. What are Serbia and Croatia? Back to you, Sean.
River Islands 800.
The Palais de Justice and Notre Dame Cathedral are both found on this île in the Seine. And that would be the Île de la Cité. Back to you, Sean.
Film composers 12.
De Lovely, Kevin Klein as this red hot and blue American. And that would be Cole Porter. Sean?
Film composers 8.
Immortal Beloved, Gary Oldman as him. What is or who is Beethoven? Sean?
Another year, another dollar, 8.
The dollar got smaller, literally, by about 30%. In this year, the stock market shrank, too. Lisa?
What is 1929?
That's it.
Okay, Jeopardy 2000.
Answer there. Daily double. I wondered when we'd get back to that. You're still in the lead.
I'll risk 2,000.
Okay. This ancient priestly class had mostly died out by the 400s because most Celts had become Christians.
Who are the Druids?
Druids, right you are.
Film composers, 400.
Amadeus, Tom Hulce as him. Rachel.
It was Mozart.
Good.
Composers, 16.
The Music Lovers, Richard Chamberlain as this Russian. Who is Tchaikovsky? Rachel.
Islands, 4.
Manhattan Island is bounded by the Harlem River, the East River, and this river. Lisa.
What is the Hudson?
Hudson, right. Less than a minute.
Okay, composers, 2,000, please.
Testimony. Ben Kingsley as this Soviet composer. Who is Shostakovich? Lisa.
Another year, 400.
In 1886, this appropriate First Lady's portrait began appearing on $1 silver certificates. And that would be Martha Washington. Lisa.
Okay, another year, 1,200.
This motto was added to the backs of $1 silver certificates in 1957 and to $1 Federal Reserve notes in 1964. Rachel?
What is E Pluribus Unum?
No. Sean?
What is Under God?
No. Lisa?
What is In God We Trust?
That's it.
Okay, another year, 1,600.
In 2017, this Cherokee syllabary inventor appeared on the reverse of the $1 coin. And his name was Sequoia. Now the $2,000 clue. Issued in 1862, the first dollar bill featured the portrait of a real big fish, this Treasury Secretary and future Chief Justice. Lisa.
Who is Salmon Chase?
Yes. And that takes you to 13,800. Takes us to Final Jeopardy. Today, the three of you get to deal with this subject, European history. Aha. Brought a smile to one face. We'll reveal the clue shortly.
In the Geico sequel ad, this is the two-word name Pinocchio uses for his dating profile. What is Pete-nocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
European history. There's a lot of it, but we have narrowed it down considerably. Here is your clue, players. It took the French army until 1995 to declare him innocent, 101 years after he was convicted of treason. 30 seconds. Good luck. We'll start with Sean. You wrote down, who is Dreyfus? Alfred Dreyfus. Yes, the French officer falsely charged of treason. And you will add how much money? Nothing. You risk nothing. So let's go to Rachel Klein. She had 4,200, not looking happy, but smiling nevertheless. So she wrote down Arnold. Arnold Stang, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You were thinking, doesn't matter.
No? Okay, it's going to cost you $401. You're going to finish in second place. Lisa, over to you now. You were sort of on the right track, weren't you? Who is not Emile Zola who spoke out for Alfred Dreyfus? So you're going to lose how much? 4,000. That leaves you with 9,800 today and gives you a two-day total of 24,500. Something to build on our next program. We'll see you then. And you as well, Wheeler.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.